Just like I said. Naked, feet on the floor, hands on the bed. Very good. I like having you so exposed. Seeing my slut on display like this. I'm already starting to get wet looking at your eager body. You can't help how much of a whore you are, can you? So eager for someone, anyone, to tell you how good you are, even at the expense of your own self-worth. God, you are a pitiful creature. Can't even call someone like you a human when you're more akin to a pet. My favorite sound in the world. My riding crop against your bare ass. I don't know which is more addictive. The sound of my crop hitting your skin or that unexpected yelp that rips from your voice. I think I should do it again. See which it is that turns me on so much. I'm still not sure. Though the way your skin ripples when the crop makes an impact, that is a lovely sight. It's a good thing you're attractive because it's not like you have much else going for you. You aren't smart. You can't follow simple rules. And the cherry on top, you are a slut. If it wasn't for the short leash I keep you on, I bet you would be out there bending over for anyone who complimented you. And I wouldn't even be able to fault you. You can't help it. You're just a stupid little whore who needs to be owned. You can't even keep your hands from touching yourself because you enjoy playing that much. Your own hands, friends, toys, pillows, strangers, me. It doesn't matter. As long as you're being fucked or fucking yourself, you're happy, aren't you? Such a filthy, despicable slut. What was that? I couldn't hear you over the sound of the crop. Oh shit, you're red? Hey, it's okay, come here. It's okay, sweetheart, it's okay, come on. Come here, come into my arms, come here. We're just gonna lay just like this. I'm gonna hold you in my arms. There we go, shh. It's okay, sweetheart. Sorry, don't know if that forehead kiss was too much. Take a deep breath for me, sweetheart. You can do that, right? Take a deep breath. Ready? All you gotta do is breathe with me. Inhale. And exhale. Good. Let's do it a few more times. Inhale. And exhale. Yeah, doing so good for me. One more time. Just one more time. Inhale. And exhale. Shh, it's okay. It's okay. I love you so much, sweetheart. You know I'm just playing a part, right? I don't mean any of the things I say. It's part of the fantasy. I love and care about you so much. You're the most... I don't even know how to say this. You're the most special person in the world to me. It's okay, sweetheart. The scene is over. All of my love and attention is focused on you, okay? We don't have to do anything else tonight. I just want you to feel safe and cherished, okay? You were so good for me during the scene. Took all the harsh words and spanks so well. I'm not mad at you, my love. Really, I'm not. I could never be mad at you, not for this. You using your safe word? There's a reason for it. It's important that you use it when you feel unsafe or unhappy. You're the most important person to me in this entire world. I'm so Lucky to have you not just as my partner, but as my sub. You're so good for me. I'm so, so proud of you for not pushing yourself and for listening to your body and your emotions and using your safe word. Trust me, I'm really proud of you. I really am. You're still good. You're still very, very good. And you keep making me proud. What we do, what the two of us do together in the bedroom, it's supposed to be fun for the both of us. And it's really, really important that you listen to your body. So you did good. You did really good, sweetheart. I pinky promise. You didn't do anything wrong. You did everything right. And I love you so much, sweetheart. Truthfully, I'm just as happy to hold you like this and give you whatever you need right now as I would be doing a full scene. But you clearly aren't up for that, so we're not going back to playing. Not tonight. Tonight is about taking care of you and giving you what you need. Whatever you want, my love. Your wish is my command. You are so important to me, my love. Every morning, I wake up, laying next to you, and I smile. I don't know how I got this amazing person. I'm not sure what I did to convince you to take a chance on me, but I count my lucky stars that you did. I go to work during the day, and I swear, I'm thinking of you every few minutes. I wonder stupid things like, what are you doing? Are you thinking of me? What should we make for dinner tonight? What show or movie are we going to watch? Should I get you flowers on the way home? You know, those kinds of things. I genuinely can't wait for the workday to be over because it means I get to see you, sweetheart. I get to come home and I get to hug you and kiss you and feel you in my arms. I get to shower you in compliments and, well, make you roll your eyes at my dumb jokes that I know you secretly love. Coming home to you every night. It's my favorite part of the day. No. Let me rephrase that. You are my favorite part of the day. Any day that I get to see you, hold you, kiss your forehead, tell you I love you, it's a good day for me because I have you. So if you're calmed down a little bit, can you tell me what caused the issue? That way we can avoid it in the future. Hey, hey, that's okay. That's okay, sweetheart. I'm here. You've done nothing wrong. I just wanted to talk to you about it. I want to avoid you feeling like this as much as possible. I really don't want a repeat of this. This dynamic between the two of us, it's about having fun. If it isn't fun for you anymore, then I want you to tell me. I don't want to force you to do anything you don't want to do. Was there anything else you needed to tell me? Thank you for sharing how you feel, my love. Really. It takes a very, very strong person to be this vulnerable with someone else. I'm so privileged to get to have your trust like this. I'm so lucky that such an amazing person has decided that it's okay for me, little old me, to take care of them like this. I only want to do what you say is okay. I won't use the crop again. Don't worry. It seems like the disconnect of the hitting not being from my hands. It's a little too much, isn't it? With how hard it hits and how it isn't skin to skin. I thought it was something you might like, you know, to amp things up. But now we know, right? We're never going to use it again. I'll throw it in the trash in the morning. And you want to know what else? You were brave enough and tried the crop. And for that, I'm so proud of you. But I'm even more proud of you for listening to your body and your emotions and safe wording out when it got to be too much. It makes me so happy that you trust me enough to not only play like this, but being so emotionally raw like this. I get to see two very different sides of you, and I love them both. And still, even after the harsh words and the pain, you want to come cuddle in my arms, lay your head on my chest, and let me scratch you, play with you, all those things. I'm so fucking lucky to have you. I don't think you understand. You know I love you, right? And I'm gonna keep saying it. I love you. I love you. I love you. If it takes smothering you with all my affection to make you feel okay, I'll do it. If you want me to scream it from the rooftops and annoy all of our neighbors, I'll happily do it. You don't have to test me. You are just so fucking perfect. My missing puzzle piece. Getting to hold you like this, kiss your forehead, feel your weight against me, feel your breathing steady out. I'll never tire of it. I just love everything about you, whether it is in or out of the bedroom. You're an amazing sub, don't get me wrong, but you're even more amazing in everything else you do. You aren't just my sub. You're the love of my life. The only reason we can play these dom sub games is because, as the submissive, you allow me to do these things to you. As soon as you wanted to stop, we stop. I will never push you. I will try my hardest to never step over a line. Accidents happen like tonight, but they're never on purpose. I will always make sure that you're taken care of and that you're okay and that you're enjoying whatever we are doing together. Whether it be some naughty little game in the bedroom or just stuck in the home. Whatever we are doing together, I want you to enjoy. Is that something you can understand? Well, the reason I'm this mushy-gushy around you is because, and I'm not sure if you know this, but, and I know this is going to come as a real shocker, I actually care about you. I know, it's shocking. I care about the well-being and happiness of the person I want to spend forever with. Sue me. But it's the truth. I know I keep saying it. But I will keep saying it until it is hammered into your brain, until I am blue in the face. I want you to know that the things I said during the scene, they're not my real thoughts. I could never, ever, ever, ever in a million years think such awful things about you seriously. Just thinking about degrading you outside of a scene without your consent, it makes me sick to my stomach. Treating someone I want with such little respect is only fun if they consent to it. If you told me you didn't want me to degrade or humiliate you anymore, I would stop it. No hesitation, no questions. If you told me you want to try to humiliate or objectify me, I would say go for it. If you wanted to stop this whole BDSM thing and be vanilla, I would be okay with it. You want to know why? Because I care about you. I want you to be happy. I'm not with you just because we fuck. I'm not with you just because you let me dominate you in the bedroom. I'm with you because I have fallen so hopelessly, so head over heels, with the person you are. From your amazing personality to your dumb little quirks that always make me laugh. I love you for you. Having sex with you is just a bonus, but it isn't something I need. The only thing that I need is you. You are. You're the only thing I need in my life. And if you're happy, then I'm happy. I need you to understand that you're the center of my entire world. You are. I told you earlier, I think about you constantly, and I wasn't lying. I might be in control in the bedroom, but we both know I would do literally anything for you. I never want you to feel unsafe or unhappy when we do a scene. So, I must thank you for safe wording out. It makes me so proud to call you mine. And I love you, sweetheart, with every fiber of my being. Are you feeling any better? That's good. That's really good, my love. I'm glad you're starting to feel a bit better. Do you want me to put on the TV or some music? Are you hungry or thirsty? What do you need right now? I can do that. I can do whatever you need me to. You're my heart, my love, my everything. And I'm so fucking proud of you. I love you so fucking much, sweetheart. Too much to ever hurt you. So come snuggle closer and close your eyes. I'll be right here, holding you nice and tight when you wake up. I won't even move if I have to pee. I would rather hold it than disturb my sleeping sweetheart. Yeah, that's it, my love. Close your pretty eyes and take a nap. I'll be keeping you warm and safe. And we're gonna be right here, right together, all snuggled up when you wake up.